And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Harley Schlanger, one of the most brilliant people I know, and he's been doing this for a long time. Harley, you have a lot to talk about today, and I want you to kind of get into it, to explain this to people. And you have some new intel. You have this new guy, Wurmser, W-U-R-M-S-E-R, who is a very important intel connection to person to what happened to Mr. Qasem Soleimani. And, you know, right today, Donald Trump is actually at a pro-life march, and he's standing up for all the unborn. But we still don't have the funds cut off of Planned Parenthood, the massive abortionist. And there's still things going on because some of the people around Trump are convincing him to do bad things. Like a few years ago, he did this attack with Tomahawk missiles on empty buildings in Syria because he was convinced by his idiot McMaster that the Syrians actually tried to kill their own people. It was British intel white hats that actually convinced the people that somehow this happened, even though there were actual chemical traces went to the United Nations international opinion chemistry technologists and found there was no evidence of chlorine or any remnants of any kind of drug or chemicals used by Mr. Assad against his own people. So what I'm saying is he's not getting good intel, so he's screwing up sometime because of some of the things he does. Some of his speeches, like the one in Davos you're going to talk about today. So let's get into this thing about Mr. Wurmser, because this is an example of something that my friend and intel agent, Greg Ford, who's on regularly, he's going to be on again tomorrow on my Vimeo channel. People need to start grasping here. What's going on here is very, very dangerous and very damned evil, to be honest with you. It's like watching the nuclear mobsters walking, deciding to put a horse's head on somebody's front doorstep and whacking another mobster. Now, Mr. Qasem Soleimani was not a good guy, but remember, he's the enemy because his people lost 1.5 million Iranians by nerve gas we shipped from the United States manufacturing to Iraq-Iran war. And it wasn't just the Iraqis we killed. We killed 1.5 million Iranians with nerve gas. So people have to understand when they're starting to whack us back, it's because it's called a war, which kills people. And Qasem Soleimani was down in the green zone on a diplomatic passport in a U.S. vehicle and was hit with a Hellfire missile, right? Take him out, and 20 of his staff and an Iraqi general, and they might say, well, these are bad guys. No, they were working with us independently and at a distance to get rid of ISIS. So while Soleimani was coming down here, because obviously the mullah said you didn't want to negotiate something. In fact, there was backdoor negotiations between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Iran to work out something because the Iranian regime is collapsing. They're down to one-third their manufacturing output in terms of oil. They're teetering, and if there ever was a big conflict, these 52 sites that Trump has already got with his crazy maniac of people behind him, they include every oil refinery, every missile silo, every radar base, and every nuclear reactor, including Bashar. Now, it won't last long, but the radiation cloud coming from Bashar, if we blow it up, will be thousands of times worse than Fukushima, and everybody in the world, especially the Northern Hemisphere, is going to take a choking radiation cloud injection of radioisotopes. It's not going to be good for your health. And some of the people around Trump are saying, go, go, go. And you got to understand that some of the things, like this one with Qasem Soleimani, was one of those go things, whether he thought he had the option to kind of whack Iran or whack just one guy. And now, even when our troops got ballistic injuries, and there's about a dozen of them got ballistic injuries and got bad headaches and were taken away, the fact is, I want you to get into the details of this, because this is pretty damn disgusting how Trump's being manipulated by these maniacs and collaborating with them, so he's part of what I call the slitherocracy. The left does bad stuff, and the right does bad stuff. The left does some good stuff. Trump's done more good stuff than almost anybody, but he's screwing up on some things, and we got to get him good intel, right?
Well, what happened is, and this goes when you bring in someone like Bolton. Bolton brought his own team into the National Security Agency.
Right.
The National Security Council, I should say. And one of the people he brought in was an old war hawk neocon named David Wurmser.
Right.
Now, Wurmser has been operating in these networks since the time of the original Bush presidency, George Bush Sr. And Wurmser was very close with Richard Perle, who was called the Prince of Darkness during the Cheney-Bush period. Doug Feith, who was another one of the top neocons, and then David and Mayrav Wurmser, his wife. I believe she's Israeli. Now, Wurmser wrote, he was brought in sometime at the end of 2018, early 2019 by Bolton. And Wurmser was immediately brought in to bolster the crew inside the intelligence community, pushing for a strike against Iran.
Right.
And on, as you remember, when there was a series of events, including the seizure of an Iranian ship, the Iranians supposedly attacking a ship in the Gulf, Persian Gulf, and then there was the U.S. drone that was shot down. And Trump was preparing to strike Iran, and at the last minute, on June 21st of last year, Trump publicly came out and said, well, it wouldn't have been a proportionate response to kill people when all they did is shoot down an unmanned drone, so we decided not to do it. That was on June 21st.
Right.
There's a memo that has now appeared that was written on June 22nd by David Wurmser. And what Wurmser said in this memo is that, well, perhaps the best strategy would be to take out a leading Iranian, perhaps Soleimani or some similar figure, to carry to effect a regime disruption. So he didn't use the word regime change, but regime disruption.
Right.
This was then circulating, and it got into the hands of some of the people who are involved in these strategy talks with Trump about how to respond to various things.
Right.
And according to a number of, there's an article in Bloomberg, a couple of other articles that said that Wurmser's memo was very influential in the decision to hit Soleimani. Now, let's just look at Wurmser's background on this. In 1996, when Netanyahu was in his first term as Israeli prime minister, there was the whole question of what should Israel do. There was a lot of pressure on Israel. You remember there was the Oslo Accord in the early 90s, and then that blew up when Rabin was assassinated. Then Sharon came in. The whole situation was moving toward war. And so a document was written by a group of former Bush officials that included Richard Perle, Doug Feith, and David Wurmser, called Clean Break 1996. And what it said is, forget any comprehensive agreement in the Middle East. Israel has to have a strategy that includes two aspects. One, a new relationship with the United States in which Israel is not so dependent on the United States. Now, this is, of course, a fraud, because the whole idea is that Israel knew, because of an earlier program called Breakaway Ally Scenario, that Israel would pretend to act on its own, knowing that the U.S. would back it up. So Clean Break incorporated that strategy so that you couldn't say that, well, the U.S. and Israel are working together, but Israel's threatened, therefore the U.S. has to come in to help them. But the other part of it was they should try and form an alliance with Turkey and Jordan to contain, destabilize, and roll back those countries threatening Israel, namely Iraq, Syria, and Iran. And specifically mentioned in this Clean Break document is getting rid of Saddam Hussein and using the ethnic rivalries inside Syria to have proxy warfare against the Assad government. So both of those things happen. So these are not just people who are sitting in a think tank typing up scenarios in a computer. These are people with very strong backing inside what you might call the military-industrial complex. That's how someone like Wurmser, who's supposedly quite a nut, you know, people who know him know he's a fanatic, he and his wife. How do they get in government? Well, through the back door, through people like Bolton. As you were saying before the program, Bolton is a well-known maniac. In fact, he takes pride in it. So,
well, he has such poor social skills, he doesn't have to try. He doesn't even try to hide that he's polishing his horns in between interviews.
No, it's true. I mean,
it really is violent. And some of the comments he makes, I mean, Pompeo is a little bit more subtle, and there's some other people who are more subtle around him. But there's still like this guy Wormser. So let's go through the story. Wormser gives the advice. Trump follows the advice, decides to whack Soleimani. Now, let me repeat this because I got the
Well, Bill, let me just say one other thing about it.
Yeah.
Trump, on these kinds of things that come up, Trump relies on his intelligence staff, his national security staff,
exactly.
and his joint chiefs of staff
right.
to provide him a list of options for what he can do. And generally, when Dunford was the head of the joint chiefs, Dunford always advocated caution because Dunford, as someone who had been involved in these Mideast wars, knew that there's no easy answer, no single strike.
It's always a thing called a multi-sided thing. There's an ancient saying going back 3,000 to 4,000 years at least in the Middle East. It says, me and my brother against my cousin, me and my cousin against my enemy. And wherever you're dealing with a conflict, whether it's Iran, Iraq, or whatever, it's a multi-sided conflict. It's not just me against them. It's multi-sided, isn't it?
Well, and what Dunford understood from having been a commander on the ground in the Middle East is that these things are much more complicated than they appear.
Right.
And those people who are the utopians who think, well, we have the superior weaponry, we can just go in and take out a town, take out a military unit, like we did with Saddam's army. You know, look, we did defeat Saddam's army, but look what happened. It splintered, it went underground, and when we started torturing
you can't get rid of an idea, you see? That's why you need to think like a Messiah, like Yeshua Jesus, for example, or the ancient prophets like Moses. You need to give an image. It says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. If you think you're going to just wipe out a people by killing them all or sitting in robot drones and so on, and it's going to completely be gone, yeah, there'll be a period of time, but you've now created all their daughters and sons and their grandchildren are all going to be your virtual enemies. A lot of the countries right. we've gone to are now really fearful of America and really hate our guts. For example, this is a common statement by Greg Ford, and this is what we've done. We go in and figure if we just come in with our crushing force and just crush them, they're going to start behaving. Not so, is it?
Well, also, there's the belief, which has been proven wrong over and over and over, that
right.
if we then go in and give them a little money and teach them how to be democratic, they'll become our allies after we've destroyed their country.
Unless the religious system changes, it's never going to be democratic. I mean, Islam is anti-democratic, and we now have, what is it, around a third of the population of Earth are in Muslim countries. And they don't even believe in usury like banks, okay? When they tried to set up a banking system under Muammar Gaddafi, and he was not a stupid guy. He was pretty high IQ. And he was very good socialist, kind of secular Muslim country to his people. Free education, free mortgages, everything. First guy bringing in primary water in the North Sahara Desert. The problem is he'd proposed an idea for a African euro type thing called their African gold-backed currency. They said, that bank said, that's enough, man. We're going to kill the sucker. And they did. I mean, right?
Let me just go back to the specific case of Soleimani before the
right.
break.
Yeah, please.
Dunford's no longer the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and this guy,
right.
Willie, who's in there, is not of the same quality. And
right.
so when this proposal was made, one of the options is to take out Soleimani. Nobody said to Trump, well, there's a downside to this. It might
right.
not succeed, or worse, it might succeed and create new problems. Nobody talked it through, so Trump supposedly shocked people by saying, okay, let's do this option. Now, Trump is known to be impulsive.
Right.
You need to have people who can talk to him about things. For example, the case you mentioned of Duma, the chemical weapon fraud, the decision was made by the Joint Chiefs to hit a place where you'd have no casualties, no damage.
Exactly. Keep that thought. I want you to continue this when you come back, because you're getting at some very important things. I guess that's a very appropriate name, Wormser. It sounds like a satanic worm. Yeah, he was properly named at his birth, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back, Harley. Please continue.
Well, I think in looking at this situation in the Middle East, and there was Helga Zepp's call for an emergency summit between Putin, Xi Jinping, and Trump. Now, something really fascinating happened over the last couple of days. Putin has been on a real diplomatic offensive. He was in Berlin last Sunday for the meeting on Libya, where he also met with Macron and Merkel and others, Conti from Italy. He's been talking with world leaders. He dropped into Damascus over Christmas. So he's been very active. Now, he gave a speech in Jerusalem yesterday in which he said, we need an emergency immediate summit of the five original founding members of the United Nations. And he said, Russia, China, France, Britain, and the United States. And he said, we've been moving in a bad direction where we could end up in war by mistake. And he said, it's time for the most responsible nations in the world to sit down and work out a comprehensive agreement for cooperation.
Right.
Now, this is exactly what's needed. And we have indications that Trump is open to this. Of course, the Chinese are. We don't know yet about Boris Johnson. There was a funny thing that happened. Johnson and Putin met when they were in Berlin. And someone in Johnson's office put out a statement saying it was a very frosty meeting. And Dmitry Peskov, who is Putin's press secretary, said, I don't know why they said that. It was a very cordial meeting. And then Johnson came out himself and said, yes, it was a very good meeting. So it sounds like the typical British playing both sides against each other. But it's clear that there's a potential for this. Now, interestingly, really fascinating, Tulsi Gabbard, the Democratic presidential candidate who is very much anti-regime change and very clear on this, and she's one who's been in Iraq, served in the U.S. military in the war there. Gabbard issued a statement which was exactly what Helga Zepp LaRouche said. Gabbard said, if I'm president, the first day in office, I will send a message to China and Russia asking for an immediate emergency summit so that we can avoid the dangers that could lead to nuclear war. So there are some people in political positions who are thinking about these things and working on them. And I think Trump is one of them. But he's got this problem of the Democrats who are going for impeachment and are really going wild. I mean, Bill, I was on the radio show the other day and someone asked me, what do you think the Democratic strategy is? And I said, I think they're relying as strategist on Joseph Goebbels, who said, if you repeat a lie often enough, people will believe it. You know, you have Adam Schiff up there saying, Russia, 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 abuse of power, cover up, just repeating these phrases over and over, as though if you repeat them enough, people will accept them. So that's right. The Democratic strategy. At the same time, continuing to attack Russia. One of the things Adam Schiff said is, well, if we can fight Russia over there in Ukraine, we don't have to fight them here. Well, what's he talking about? Who's fighting Russia? The Ukrainians don't think they're fighting Russia.
No.
So it's a civil war. Now, the anti-Kiev
side. It's a civil war inside Ukraine that's going on right now, right?
Yeah, and the side that's being persecuted, ethnic Russians, they are getting some weapons from Russia.
Exactly.
But there hasn't been a single Russian captured. There hasn't been a single Russian killed. You know, this idea that you have a Russian invasion underway, which the media repeats as though it's proven, just as they do with so many things. So anyway, my point here is that the Soleimani hit occurred in a context of this escalation toward war, because I think that the strategy, if you want to get rid of Trump, it's not going to happen with this impeachment bill in the House, because there's nothing to it. The two articles are ridiculous. There's no crime, and there's no way they'll get the Republicans to break with Trump on it, except to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And then at the same time, trap Trump or box Trump in so that whether by mistake or intent, we end up in a new war and body bags of American soldiers start coming back. And if that happens, his base will turn on him.
Exactly.
So that's the strategy. Now, Trump did something at Davos, which was fascinating. And I don't think most people know about it because it wasn't really reported.
Right.
Most of what's reported is that Trump bragged about the U.S. economy, which, as you know, in my view, that's a mistake for him to do. But let's put that aside for a
second. Especially when he's bragging to countries that have been getting a free ride for a long time, and now they're not going to get a free ride anymore.
Yeah. But
this is one of the things that Trump is doing right. But the thing is, he's looking at good things. For example, he's got a new gold bug he's appointed to his cabinet. He's talking about going toward what's called the Four Powers Agreement that LaRouche talked about, which is gold-backed international currency so it can't have non-tariff barriers doing currency manipulation, which you saw already did happen with China, but they're also going to stop it. And once you get rid of that, you have a much more stable world. It was during the period of time we had a gold standard that the world economy and the chance for wars was significantly less. It's after we went to a new type of financial system that it created the climate to create war, didn't it?
Well, let me go to what he said at Davos, because that really, again, as I say, it's something people don't know about. Now, what's happening at Davos is you have 190 billionaires there, people like Bill Gates and Sir Nicholas Stern from Britain. And you got a whole crew of these guys who are pushing the green agenda. Now, the key person who's just been appointed the UN special envoy for green policy and finance is Mark Carney, who until recently was the governor of the Bank of England. And you remember last summer we talked about Carney hooking up with Larry Fink of BlackRock to talk about a regime change in international finance. Now, they've made clear at Davos what that regime change is. Carney said that the question that will determine whether loans are made by central banks in the future will be, do you have the right policy on sustainable and green technology or the wrong policy? If you have the right policy, credit will flow. If you have the wrong policy, you'll be cut off. So they're now saying that central banks will work with governments, which means will dictate to governments what is funded and what is not. And if you're involved in producing energy using the traditional methods that produce about 80-something percent of the energy usage on the planet, you won't get credit anymore. Only if you go to solar, wind, geothermal, which produce less than 5% of the world's needs, will you get credit.
Right.
So they're pushing what would be a pre-Renaissance level of energy flux density, which will wipe out whole sections of the world's population. Now, this is...
Yeah, this is all by design, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is what Carney presented. And then you have this poor little character, Greta Thunberg, getting up there saying, we can't wait till 2050, 2030, even 2021.
She's a little green Asperger's puppet, okay? Her abusive parents are putting this poor little girl that's squinty-eyed and has Asperger's disease and doesn't have probably frontal lobe activity. And she's up there as a parrot to parrot the green agenda, which, by the way, I'm an environmentalist. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace 50 years ago. I did environmental research as an oceanographer. What I'm going to tell you right now, these morons don't understand what we're doing. For example, America's already cleaned up our environment and our trash. We need to make sure that nations recycle everything. There should be no landfills. There should be no smokestacks, but no pollution. But guess what? This idea to reduce the human population to save the planet is pure evil garbage, isn't it? Please.
Well, it is. And you're right. Greta is a puppet of her parents who work with the extremist wing of the Extinction Rebellion and these other fanatics. But here's the point.
Right.
As this lecture is going on and everyone's eating it up, at least publicly, Trump gets up there. And after talking nonsense about how great the U.S. economy is, he then gets to something that's profound. He says, look, we need optimism, not pessimism, because, of course, the whole fake science is designed to produce pessimism that we're facing something we can't solve except by killing ourselves.
Right.
Trump said, we need optimism. And he goes through what he called the prophets of doom. and their foolish forecasts that have been wrong, wrong, wrong. In the 60s, they said we were going to wipe out the Earth because of overpopulation. In the 70s, they said there would be mass starvation. In the 90s, they said we'd run out of oil. He said they were wrong every single time.
Right.
We've solved these problems with technology. And he said with modern medicine, with nutrition, with and he went through a whole list of things. He said we've increased the ability of people to live longer and healthier lives.
Well, and he said, one of the few principles that I want to finish this in two seconds. LaRouche put forward a policy that would allow us to protect the planet so we wouldn't have an extinction-level event. Please continue.
Yeah. So what Trump then did is he said, here we are within a couple hundred miles of this location. The great cities of Europe did things in the Middle Ages that no one thought they could do. And then he pointed to the Dome of Florence, the famous Duomo that looms over the landscape there. And he said this was a 140-year project. And when they started building it, they didn't have the technology to complete it. But that didn't stop the city fathers of Florence. And over time, they came up with the technology needed, built this dome, and it's inspired people and led them to look up to the heavens. It's this kind of creativity which will solve our problems. Now, here's the important thing about that speech. Trump singled out, when he talked about the 60s, the 70s, and the 90s, he singled out the people that LaRouche attacked in that period.
Right.
And LaRouche wrote a book called There Are No Limits to Growth.
Right.
And what Trump was talking about was the Club of Rome, Paul Ehrlich, Meadows and Forrester with their Limits to Growth study.
Right.
And so Trump didn't name them, but anybody there who knows the issues knows that that's what who LaRouche attacked
exactly.
as having evil intentions. Then secondly, when Lynn was in prison, put in prison by Bush in 89 through 93, he wrote a book called The Science of Christian Economy. And on the cover, and it was printed in about six languages, on the cover of that book is a beautiful picture of the dome in Florence. And what Lynn wrote about is precisely what Trump said, that the merger of science and art is what enabled man to make creative discoveries to build something that they couldn't have done when they first started it. And that this is characteristic of how mankind advances. Now, again, anybody who is familiar with LaRouche would know that Trump is expressing ideas that were laid out in much more detail by LaRouche. But nevertheless, that's what Trump chose to talk about in front of the billionaires. Now, what's interesting is the coverage of Davos. Of course, the Washington Post mentioned nothing about Trump talking about the Renaissance, and they just said Trump bragged while impeachment's going on. But in Italy, people were going crazy saying, wow, Trump really understands things. And in particular, they made the connection of what Trump said to what LaRouche wrote 30 years ago. So the importance here is that Trump is putting forward a positive vision, which is connected also with his idea of economic cooperation with Russia, China, and other countries. And by the way, while he was there, he made some real threats to the European Union that if they don't drop their tariffs, he's going to start putting tariffs on European cars. That's a legitimate threat to Germany because the Germans are already destroying the auto industry here on their own.
Right.
So,
they've had a free ride for a long time, and I think we let them have a free ride to build them up after World War II, but that's long past, isn't it?
Well, and the basic point is the Germans do build pretty good cars, but you know what? They just passed at the Berlin Senate 2 days ago.
We're going to be back in a few minutes. Amazing discussion, real solutions, not blather. You got the truth here with Harley Schlanger on the News Medical Report. Back in just a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And we're back. Please continue, Harley. You have lots of new information. Just got a new update. Please continue.
Yeah, this is from one of my contacts who was at Davos, where it's winding down there. But one of the last speeches was given by George Soros. And this is quite significant, given what I just reported on Trump's ability to, in a sense, overwhelm the forces of negativity with his discussion of the Renaissance and how that gives us an idea of how to move in the future. Well, here's what Soros said. he was angry that he said the tide is turning against the open society paradigm that he's dedicated his life to. Now, the open society paradigm is essentially a globalized free trade system in which nation states don't exist. And he said in his speech, he had hoped for the reversal of the rise of nationalism, which is the great enemy of an open society. But these hopes were dashed by the end of last year. Now, this is a quote from Soros. The strongest powers, the U.S., China, and Russia, remained in the hands of would-be or actual dictators, and the ranks of authoritarian rulers continues to grow. Nationalism, far from being reversed, made further headway. And he said India is one of the other frightening setbacks. And he said, taking into account the climate emergency and worldwide unrest, it's not an exaggeration to say that 2020 and the next few years will determine not only the fate of Xi Jinping and Trump, but also the fate of the world. And he said that he's now going to use all his resources to form something he's calling the Open Society University Network, which will specifically provide an education that reinforces the autonomy of the individual by cultivating creative thinking and emphasizing academic freedom. Now, that's a complete farce for him to say that, because anyone who says they're for sovereign national governments, according to Soros, is a dictator. Anyway, this new university network he's going to create is what he had as a model for Hungary when the people of Hungary, the government of Hungary, threw him out. So I think this is quite significant that in response to Trump's speech yesterday or 2 days ago, which provoked waves of hysteria, Soros specifically used his speech to attack Trump, Putin, and Xi Jinping, and to say that the hopes for his globalized open society have been set back. That's good for mankind to hear that.
I don't believe him. I think he's actually, and this is one of the things that just happened recently with Trump. Council on Foreign Relations, 1973 fall, published an article that they expected to have 10 zones for world trade. We are zone 3. That was completed by Donald J. Trump and his son, Jared Kushner, over the last year or so, and it was finally ratified by the Democrats, 89 to 11, in the Senate. What people have to understand is they also got the so-called Phase 1 treaty with China. These are two zones of the two largest economies on Earth, now part of the zones of the 10-zone system run by, and this is, by the way, 57% of the words by a Canadian expert that's reviewed it, that the USMCA treaty is 57% of the words are identical to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which hand over authority to world government, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and the United Nations and the WTO. So although Trump is touting that he wants to have greater nationalism, I mean, it might increase trade and money, but the fact is we're moving to a global trade system controlled by global zones of trade that are not national, they're transnational, in zones of nations that are subscribed within the territory, right?
No, I don't agree with that, Bill. I think that...
Well, no, just a fact. I mean, I'm quoting a Canadian expert and other experts that it's not even open to dispute. I mean, it's an is thing, okay? If you actually read, like I have the Chinese agreement that we've forced with China, Phase 1 agreement basically brings them into this 10-zone system.
Well, no, what it brings them into is a bilateral discussion process with the United States. Look, what you have to go beyond the language in these things to see what the intention is. The intention of the Trans-Pacific Partnership was to expand the dictatorial control of the World Trade Organization.
Right.
And that's something that Trump has rejected.
Well, I know that they also wanted to modify the WTO. There was a statement last week when he was meeting over in Davos that the WTO is going to revise itself. So that's good. But it's still the WTO.
What I'm saying is that when these kinds of agreements come out, the question always remains whether you're going to submit to this multinational, supranational, that is above the sovereign nation state adjudication process, or whether you're going to retain the right to maintain your own laws to protect your own nation's commerce and industry. Now, from all the indications of what we've seen from Trump, he is not willing to give up that form of sovereignty.
Right.
And that's what Soros is reacting to. Now, where you're right is that that kind of agreement that includes these 10 zones, that's the Soros plan. The Soros plan is to essentially establish a supranational cartel which controls every aspect of trade and finance.
Right.
That's what Mark Carney is talking about when he says that central banks should be running governments. You look at Trump on that question. He's been after the Federal Reserve for the last 2 years very forcefully. Now, he hasn't yet come up with the actual solution, which would be LaRouche's four laws, but he's touched on elements of it. So I think what we're seeing, Bill, is that there is a fight between two distinct worldviews, and Trump does have people in his immediate entourage, including Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, who agree with those globalist policies. But so far, they haven't been able to convince him that he should keep the United States in these agreements. For example, he's one of the few world leaders who rejected the Paris Climate Accord, and he did it for good reason. It's a completely crappy document which would destroy nation's sovereignty.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. So I think what we're seeing is an ongoing struggle, and what we were talking about in the beginning of the program is that these globalist groups have deep plant operatives inside all government institutions. And this is what we saw, for example, with the Ukraine debate, where you had people like William Taylor and George Kent and Fiona Hill and this lying Colonel Vindman who were going against Trump. These are people who were deep plant operatives from Bush and Obama who were not rooted out of their positions when Trump came in.
Right.
And part of the problem is there aren't enough people who have so-called credentials that would be allow them to be accepted to combat these globalists. And so Trump thought that he had to accept some of these people because he needed people who had some skills and some experience. That's where he made a mistake. And one person I talked to the other day who's very much on the inside of these things said that the person who's playing a very bad role in this is Steve Bannon.
Right.
Because Bannon himself claims he's against regime change, but he's very much in favor of regime change. Bannon works very closely with an organization called the Henry Jackson Society in London, which was named, you remember Scoop Jackson, Henry Jackson, the senator from Washington?
Right.
He was original Democratic neocon. And people like Richard Perle were on his staff. The people who worked with this guy Wormser were on Jackson's staff. So the Henry Jackson Society in London has just come up with a new plan that they're trying to get Boris Johnson to adopt, which is called Global Britain. And Bill, because you often speak about the British Empire morphing into the British Commonwealth, this is the attempt to morph it further into something they're calling Global Britain, which would be the British Empire.
They've been doing steps of this for centuries now. In fact, the banks in Jersey and Guernsey Island and Grand Cayman Islands are all basically the morph of this whole process through the proxy of the United Nations. They're all part of the morphing process toward global government, aren't they?
And what's behind it is not the United Nations. The United Nations is a product of
this. It's just a product of it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's this attempt to sustain an empire in a form that can be accepted because, if you went in and said Boris Johnson's going to revive the British Empire, they wouldn't be welcome anywhere. But if they come in with different language, different assumptions, it's still the same policy. This goes back to Lord Palmerston, who in the 1860s said, Britain has no permanent friends, only permanent interests.
Yeah.
A true
reptilian empire. How's that? True reptilian.
Palmerston was the guy who was working to have the British intervene on behalf of the Confederacy to break apart the United States.
Right.
And he wrote to Queen Victoria on January 1st, 1861, he wrote and said, "Lincoln's inauguration will give us the opportunity to take back the United States by breaking it apart." So that's the British view of things.
Wow.
They never gave up breaking apart the United States.
Wow.
So we're dealing with people who have, I wrote in this article I just finished on the confrontation at Davos that their policies will deindustrialize the world and lead to radical depopulation. But that doesn't bother them. In fact, as you said earlier, that's their intention.
Well, let me fill in something here. I'm not going to spend too much time on it in this section, but next hour and other days. We went over this it was Mark Gaffney. The globalists have got deep underground military bases. I call it the Willy Wonka chocolate factory, either in dumps in dormant magma domes or underground matrix cities. They have a policy and attitude that they are not going to defend the infrastructure. You can see it in public policy. In fact, Trump's starting to finally do something. Obama completely ignored protecting the power grid, for example, from cyber attacks or EMP from the sun or any other attacks. And you see it not just in America, but in other nations around the world. And every nation, by the way, has built dumps or deep underground bases. This is for the elite to actually hide underground if something really bad happens to the planet. And you have to understand there's a layer of craziness going on here that you say, well, that can't really be, but it is. I took care of one of the guys actually that was working with Bechdel Corporation back 20-some years ago, John Fiala, that worked with Phil Schneider with building the underground bases. Every 7 weeks, 26 years ago, we actually launched a new underground base between 4 and 12 cubic miles in size in a former dormant magma dome. Now, or Matrix City. And people have to understand, oh, you're kidding, Deagle. I said, yeah, these are first-hand things, not second-hand. And the globalists have got some strange ideas. I mean, if you think of them as like perverted and weird children. The same way as the banks. They don't care if they crash the system and collapse economies and make people starve. The movie The Big Short is a good example. For every 1% drop in the economy, a lot of people die. They don't just have a bad day. They die. They starve to death. They die of hypothermia. They commit suicide. Lots of things happen, don't they?
Hey, Bill, really quickly, something else just came in. A former federal prosecutor reported today that he has evidence that the FBI had debunked the Steele dossier in January 2017.
Really?
And even after that, they knew from the CIA and their own sources that Carter Page was not an agent of Russia. And yet they proceeded with the FISA filings. So this just adds to what was reported in the Horowitz report, that these were felonies committed by everyone who signed on to that FISA warrant, including Jim Comey.
Wow. Nice.
So that should
be... If you got a document, send it to me and I'll post it up too. People need to realize you are a man that tells the truth. That is a rare thing. As they say, telling the truth in a time of tyranny is a violent thing, isn't it?
It's a necessity.
It's a necessity, though. If the human race is going to survive, they're going to listen. We are the high priests of truth. We are above the warrior kings that are re-elected as presidents, aren't we? Because if we don't feed the manna of truth to the people, they will not survive. As it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. The vision comes from people that tell the truth. That's people like you and me and our other guests. Thank you, Harley. We'll see you next week. More truth-telling going to happen. Hour number 3. Pastor Butch Paz here. Boy, he's an amazing guy. Back in a minute. Hour 3 coming up.
Which was most appropriate.